Well, we've talked about circumcision. Let's talk about cancer. We've looked at doing what you love in life, and this week I was with Bruce Johnson in the hospital, and Bruce is in his 70s, if you don't know him, and Bruce struggles with the effects of COPD, and so it makes it hard for him to just get his breath at times. But about 15 weeks ago, Bruce received terrible news from the doctor. He went in, he thought he was going in for COPD, and he came out finding out that he has lung cancer, stage 4. And Bruce says when he got that news, it took him to a very, very dark place. He withdrew. He withdrew from his own family. He withdrew in his house. He withdrew from people. And for weeks, Bruce wouldn't take visitors. Bruce wouldn't take calls. He didn't answer messages. And if you know Bruce, that is not like him. Bruce is anything but silent, anything but withdrawn. But why? Why the darkness? Why the withdrawal from everyone? Bruce said, it was as if when I heard that news about cancer, he said it was like all those decades of me telling people about how great God is and how good God is. And then, how could God let this happen? How could God let this happen? It was like how they mocked Jesus on the cross. He saved others. Himself, he could not save. And so Bruce withdrew. He grew silent. But just a few weeks ago, for Bruce, the sun came out again and began to shine in his heart. The medical people asked him, Bruce, what is it that you used to love to do in your old life before the cancer diagnosis? What did you love to do? And Bruce said, what did I love to do? I didn't have to think about that. I loved to tell people about Jesus. I loved doing the ministry. I loved sharing Christ. That's what I loved to do. And they said, well, let's get you back to doing that. Let's start doing that again. And so Bruce is back to doing what he loves. He just spent a week in the hospital. And I guarantee you, if a dozen different employees and medical people came in to his room, interacted with him, then a dozen people heard about the saving grace of Jesus Christ in the life of Bruce Johnson. At this table, we look at the dark place that Jesus entered. The agony, the shame, the death on the cross. And in that darkness, Jesus was doing just what he loved to do also. Believer, Jesus loved you. And so he gave himself for you. He entered the darkness because he loved you. And he would rescue you. And so at this table, come to your soul's true love. In this meal, we take bread. Jesus descended into the darkest place to deliver us. And in this meal, we take wine. Jesus died to deliver us. And so when you take this supper, this is what you're saying. I know he loves me because he entered my darkness to bring me into his marvelous light. Jesus arranged this new Passover meal. And he said, do this in remembrance of me. And spiritually, he feeds us as we do this. If you've come to know God the Father and Jesus Christ the Son through the work of the Holy Spirit in your heart, circumcising your heart, and if you're a member in good standing of a gospel-believing church, we invite you, come, take this supper of the Lord. But if you don't know Jesus in this way, if you're here and you're not a Christian, the supper is only for those who have been circumcised into the covenant of Jesus. And so you're welcome here. We invite you to stay here, but don't take the supper. Instead, maybe this is a chance for you just to reflect on some of what's happening. And you might have questions. We would love to talk to you more about that. Now let's pray together. Lord Jesus, we ask that you would come to us. And Lord, we pray that there would be a work not just on the outside, but in our hearts. And would your love towards us, would it warm us? Would it make us alive? Would it stimulate in us a love for you and a love for others? We thank you for Christ. He's all that we have. In his name we pray. Amen.